Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you watching as we kick off a new week of news coverage. We're returning to the Canary Islands today, a Spanish archipelago that's off the coast of Northwest Africa. That's where the Cumbre Vieja volcano has been erupting since September 19th, and this thing hasn't settled down. In fact, the Canary Islands regional government says the most energetic moment of the eruption was recorded on Friday afternoon. That's when two new vents opened on the volcano's crater. These are new places where lava is oozing out, and the new vents eventually merge together, forming a fast-moving flow of lava. The volcano is located on the island of La Palma. It's one of the smaller Canary Islands. La Palma is only about 26 miles long and 17 miles across at its widest point. So people there are limited in where they can go to get away from the eruption. Spanish media say hundreds of homes and buildings have been destroyed by lava. Spain's prime minister, who's spent most of the past week on La Palma, says immediate financial help is on the way from the Spanish government to those who've been affected. La Palma's airport was open on Sunday to fly people out. That wasn't the case on Saturday, so how else could residents and tourists evacuate?
Red-hot lava sears through the darkness over Spain's La Palma Island. A shocking display from afar and chaos for anyone living near the volcano. Daylight in La Palma is time for cleaning up. Shop owners sweep away the ashes that have accumulated overnight. The volcano has spewed out thousands of tons of lava since it began erupting a week ago, but experts say it is now in a dangerous explosive stage, and a new emission vent has opened. Firefighters are evacuating more towns because of the volatility. So far, about 6,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. Spain's airport operator announced the island's airport was inoperable on Saturday. Too many clouds of ash and volcanic debris on the runways. Several flights were cancelled, leaving some tourists stranded. Others joined the long lines at the ferry to try to leave town.
I feel sad for the people who are having such a bad time. We feel very bad about what is happening.
But leaving isn't an easy option for some. Besides tourism, La Palma depends on banana crops to support its economy. This farmer says his house was spared, but his harvest is lost. The fruit that wasn't blackened by the heat is contaminated by volcanic dust.
This is all burned. This has been completely burned by the heat and the wind, and the same goes for that over there. The bananas are completely burned.
This family living in the shadow of the volcano, all too familiar with its rumblings and the warnings that come with it. Their bags are packed and ready to go if authorities tell them to evacuate.
We cannot sleep. It's constantly there. Yesterday, shockwaves were reaching us, and the house was shaking.
Hoping against hope that their home will be safe, like this one, left untouched by a previous lava flow when everything else around it was lost.
10-second trivia. What is the only South American country to border both the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea? Costa Rica, Colombia, Venezuela, or Argentina? Costa Rica is part of Central America, so the only South American country to do this is Colombia. No drinking water, no electricity, no roads. Those are the biggest difficulties in living in rural parts of Colombia, according to one person who does. She says her kids couldn't do their homework at night because there wasn't enough light. In 2015, a community worker named Jennifer Colpas helped found an organization that's working to change that. Colpas is a CNN hero.
Over 50 years of war have made Colombia the country with the highest internal displaced population. For years, in these rural areas, because of the armed conflict, all these communities were forgotten and less likely to have access to any basic service. They have been invisible for the government and also for a lot of Colombians.
Vamos a quedar todos con tacones de, mira.
These areas are so remote that there is no even roads to get there. nobody goes there, but we are going there to provide them the essentials.
After my college, I've moved to India and I was working in an IT company. I observed really extreme poverty over there. Something inside me starts saying, like, you need to do something about it. So I decided to change all my career path.
When I came back to Colombia, I realized that there was a lot of extreme poverty not far from my home. I started working in this very vulnerable area of Cartagena where there was no electricity, there was no drinkable water, and there was no toilets. Me and my friends decided to start Tierra Grata with the mission to provide access to basic services, including clean energy, safe water, and sanitation to rural areas. Tierra Grata means gratitude to the earth. The families that we are working with use candles, gasoline lamps. They were spending a lot of money, and the smoke of the lamps were negatively affecting their health. So we put solar panels on their homes.
Ah, bueno, y tienes el panel acá.
O sea, que vaya funcionando bien.
The energy program works through an energy solar system, so they can turn on the lights and other electronical equipment. We also provide solar lamps so they can move around their own communities and be light. The water that they have access is not drinkable water. That water makes them a lot of healthy problems.
Ese está muy lleno para poder ver la unidad filtrante.
The water filter program, it is a microfiltration process that takes out bacteria, viruses, and old elements that can make people sick.
Sí, es verdad que filtras.
Every family will have around 40 liters of water per day.
Entonces mira, ya está en 8.
So they can cook and they can drink safe water.
Y él, cuando va cayendo la noche, se prende. 10 de estas son las que vamos a donar para iluminar la cancha.
We have already reached around 10,000 people. What inspired me is their stories, their inner power to go ahead. Like, they are very resilient. They really motivate me to go further. Because despite all the problems that they have faced, they keep going and they don't give up.
Voy a hacer la tarea por la noche.
Ya tenemos luz.
My biggest dream is that they can wake up, not just to survive, but they can make a step further and start fulfilling their dreams.
For 10 out of 10, one instance in which you're not gonna need a bigger boat. This heavy transport vessel is huge, mongous. How big is it? It's able to carry a cruise ship. The Boca Vanguard is the largest ship of its kind. The deck of the specially made vessel is able to sink below the water's surface so it can scoop up, so to speak, massive equipment like inoperable cruise ships or more commonly offshore oil and gas structures. When you cargo put out to sea because it's maritime to move something massive, or there are hard ships upon the high seas because the cruisers ain't cruising, they're passive, the Boca's on vanguard against loss of hope, a vast whale of a vessel that can float your boat. I'm Carl Azus. Plainfield, Illinois is our last stop today. It's the home of the Cougars of Plainfield South High School. We'll see you tomorrow for more CNN.